to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. This is Chris Woods and welcome to Morning Devotions. I hope that you're well today. You might have heard of the children's classic book Charlotte's Web, written by the American novelist E.B. White. He was a gifted writer, but something that wasn't quite so well known about him, as was revealed in his autobiography, was he was a hypochondriac and spent most of his life, would you believe it, from age 10 on, worrying that he would die. Well, he lived till he was 86, and at the age of 81, it finally occurred to him that he might not die anytime soon, so he decided to buy a canoe. He tied it to the top of his car, went on a trip, and started to enjoy life. But, you know, it took him 81 years to realise that his situation wasn't as precarious as he'd imagined. I think a lot of us are really like that. We believe the worst is going to happen, you know? There's something bad's going to happen today, or I'm not going to be able to handle what life dishes up for me today. We can be easily caught up in the fears of life, or even the attitudes that we choose to adopt. It's true that it's not often, not so much what we face, as much as the way we choose to face it. Now, you might have heard that said before, but I think it's quite true. I've shared the story before of the shoe salesman. He was sent to a remote part of the country, and when he arrived, he was quite dismayed because everyone went around barefooted. So he wired the company back home this telegram: "No prospect for sales here. People don't wear shoes." Well, later on, another salesman came into the same territory. He found the same problem, but he sent word back, and his telegram said, "Great potential. People don't wear shoes here." Well, I think you get the story there. That's one man's disaster can be another man's opportunity. I'm talking today and again tomorrow about positive attitude. Isn't it true that our attitude has a great deal to do with the outcome of our lives? It also affects our happiness. It was the Peanuts cartoon some years ago had Lucy, who actually was a pessimist in her own right, asking Charlie Brown if he has ever known anyone who was truly happy. And before she can finish her sentence, Snoopy comes along, dancing on tiptoe, his nose high in the air, as only Snoopy can do, his ears straight out, a beaming smile on his face, and he danced his way across the cartoon strip. And as Lucy speaks, she says, "Have you ever known anyone who was really happy and yet was still in his or her right mind?" Now, if you're one of these kinds of people that can smile at the prospect of selling shoes to people who are going barefooted, or like Snoopy, dance your way through life when others are shaking their heads, then I guess that there's not much I can say to you today that you don't already know. But it was Stephen Covey who wrote the powerful book that was a bestseller, actually, called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And he basically explained in this book that life gets into focus when you are proactive, when you make, you know, decisions, responsibility for your own life, and you begin with the end in mind. He used to say, think of how you want to be remembered at your funeral. Put first things first, he said. Think win-win. Seek solutions that benefit everyone. He said in the fifth one, seek to understand and then to be understood. Don't dive into a conversation. Listen. Synergize, find ways to cooperate with people, sharpen the saw, he said, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, spiritually, exercise yourself, he was saying. And I think that there are some great principles here, written there by Stephen Covey. And I suspect that there are some of us who are probably a bit more pessimistic than we ought to, and that's why I think the verse from the Bible, from Philippians 4:8, is just a tremendous and a precious verse. And here's what it says: keep your minds on whatever is true, pure, right, holy, friendly, and proper. Don't ever stop thinking about what is truly worthwhile and worthy of praise. And verse 9 says, and God, who gives peace, will be with you. And that's a verse from the Bible that can actually make all the difference. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you today that we can do something about our attitude. May we bring it to you and ask you to bless our attitude and to make it what it should be. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.